Would this be evening now?
This is evening.
About 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
How long does evening last?
Till dark.
And then it's
nighttime.
Okay. If you were leaving someone at, say, 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything?
Well, I probably would. I don't know what I'd say, whatever the occasion called for, is what I'd try to say.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say good day to people?
Oh, yeah.
When do you say that?
When you're leaving.
Do you,
or good morning, or good afternoon.
But do you say good day very often yourself?
No, not very much.
Mm-hmm. What would you say when you were telling someone goodbye when
you're leaving their house after dark? Good night.
And you say we had to get up and start work before?
Get up and start working.
Before sun?
By 5 o'clock or 6.
Okay, if you had to start work before daylight, you say you had to start work before
daylight.
Or before sun?
Well, I'd say I got to be at work by daylight in the morning.
Yeah, but another word you might use instead of daylight, you'd say before sun.
Before dawn.
Would you say sun up or sunrise?
I'd say daylight.
And you say we had to work until
dark.
Or until sun.
Sundown.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun, what?
Rise.
And the sun, what, at 6 o'clock?
Rose.
And you say, when we got outside, the sun had already
rose.
And you say today is Thursday, so Wednesday was
yesterday.
And Friday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than last Sunday, saying he came here
a week ago.
Okay, and he was going to leave on a Sunday, not the next Sunday, but a week beyond that, you'd say.
Next Sunday.
But a week beyond next Sunday.
2 weeks. Sunday, 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the expression Sunday week?
Well, I have. Sunday week. That means something that's coming up Sunday week.
You mean 2 weeks from?
That's right.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
I'd ask them what time was it.
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's
7:30.
Or another way of saying that?
Another way of saying 7:30?
You might say it's half.
Half past 7.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was
7:45.
Or
a quarter till 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And you say 1972 was last year, 1973 is.
1973?
It's not last year, it's.
No, it's this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
And you look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a
pretty day.
And on a day where it's real cloudy and overcast, you'd say that's a
hazy
day. And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you figured you might have some rain or something in a little while, you'd say that the weather is.
I'd say it looks like it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Use an expression like the weather is changing or breaking or gathering or turning.
Come again with that.
Changing, breaking, gathering.
What, the weather?
Uh-huh. Do you use any of those
words? Yeah, if I see it's been cloudy and breaking off, I says, well, it's breaking off.
Uh-huh.